The New Testament Ecclesia Bible in Restoration. And Matthew chapter 1. The Gospel according to Matthew, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judah and his brethren, and Judah begot Perez and Zerah of Tamar, and Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram, and Ram begot Amminadab, and Amminadab begot Nahshon, and Nahshon begot Salmon, and Salmon begot Boaz of Rahab, and Boaz begot Obed of Ruth, and Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David the king. And David begot Solomon of her, that had been the wife of Uriah, and Solomon begot Rehoboam, and Rehoboam begot Abijah, and Abijah begot Asa, and Asa begot Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat begot Joram, and Joram begot Uzziah, and Uzziah begot Jotham, and Jotham begot Ahaz, and Ahaz begot Hezekiah, and Hezekiah begot Manasseh, and Manasseh begot Amon, and Amon begot Josiah, and Josiah begot Jeconiah, and his brethren, at the time of the carrying away to Babylon. And after the carrying away to Babylon, Jeconiah begot Shealtiel, and Shealtiel begot Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel begot Abiud, and Abiud begot Eliakim, and Eliakim begot Azar, and Azar begot Zadok, and Zadok begot Achim, and Achim begot Elad, and Elad begot Eleazar, and Eleazar begot Mathan, and Mathan begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Joseph the husband of Maria, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham unto David are 14 generations, and from David unto the carrying away to Babylon 14 generations, and from the carrying away to Babylon unto the coming of the Christ is 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise: when his mother Maria had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. And Joseph her husband, being a righteous man, and not willing to make her a public example, was intent to put her away secretly, but, when he thought on these things, behold, an messenger of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, you son of David, fear not to take unto you Maria your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he that shall save his people from their sins." Now all this is come to pass, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is, being interpreted, "God with us." And Joseph arose from his sleep, and did as the messenger of the Lord commanded him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth a son, and he called his name Jesus. And Matthew chapter 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east, and are come to worship him." And when Herod the king heard it, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are in no wise least among the princes of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a governor, who shall be shepherd of my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called the wise men, and learned of them exactly what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, and said, "Go and search out exactly concerning the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I also may come and worship him." And they, having heard the king, went their way, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And they came into the house and saw the young child with Maria his mother, And they fell down and worshipped him, and opening their treasures they offered unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream, that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Now when they were departed, behold, an messenger of the Lord appeared to Joseph, in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child, and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be ye there until I tell you, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. And he arose, and took the young child, and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord, through the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt did I call my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth, and slew all the male children, that were in Bethlehem, and in all the borders there, from 2 years old, and under, according to the time which he had exactly learned of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken through Jeremiah the prophet, saying, A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping, and great grieving, Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be comforted, because they are not. But when Herod was dead, behold, an messenger of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, and take the young child, and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead that sought the young child's life. And he arose, and took the young child, and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea, in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there, and being warned of God, in a dream, he withdrew into the parts of Galilee, and came, and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through the prophets, that he should be called a Nazarene. And, Matthew chapter 3. And in those days comes John the Immerser in water preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, Repent you, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of through Isaiah the prophet, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make you ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Now John himself had his raiment of camel's hair, and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his food was locusts, and wild honey. Then went out unto him Jerusalem, and all Judea, and all the region round, about the Jordan, and they were immersed, of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his immersion, he said unto them, You offspring of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruit worthy of repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham, to our father, for I say unto you, that God is able of these stones, to raise up children unto Abraham. And even now the axe lies at the root of the trees, every tree therefore that brings not forth good fruit is hewn down, and cast into the fire. I indeed immerse you in water unto repentance, but he that comes after me is mightier, and I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear, he shall immerse you in the Holy Spirit and in fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly cleanse his threshing floor, and he will gather his wheat into the garner, but the chaff he will burn up with unquenchable fire. Then comes Jesus from Galilee, to the Jordan unto John, to be immersed, of him in water. But John would have hindered him, saying, I have need to be immersed in water of you, and come you to me? But Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it now, for thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffers him. And Jesus when he was immersed in water went up immediately from the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending, as a dove, and coming upon him, and lo, a voice out of the heavens, saying, This is my agape beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And, Matthew chapter 4. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days, and 40 nights, he afterward hungered. And the tempter came and said unto him, If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Then the devil takes him into the holy city, and he set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If you are the Son of God, cast yourself down, for it is written, He shall give his messengers charge concerning you, and, on their hands they shall bear you up, lest by chance you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, Again it is written, You shall not make trial of the Lord your God. Again, the devil takes him unto an exceeding high mountain, and shows him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and he said unto him, All these things will I give you, if you will fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, Get you from here, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Then the devil leaves him, and behold, messengers came, and ministered unto him. Now when he heard that John was delivered up, he withdrew into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came, and dwelt in Capernaum, which is by the sea, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, saying, The land of Zebulun, and the land of Naphtali, toward the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee, of the Gentiles, the people that sat in darkness saw a great light, and, to them, that sat in the region and shadow of death, to them did light spring up. From that time began Jesus to preach, and to say, Repent you, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And walking by the sea of Galilee, he saw two brethren, Simon, who is called Petros, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, Come you after me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they immediately left the nets, and followed him. And going on from there he saw two other brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the boat, and their father, and followed him. And Jesus went about in all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of disease, and all manner of sickness among the people. And the report of him went forth into all Syria, and they brought unto him all that were sick, held with divers diseases and torments, possessed with demons, and epileptic, and palsied, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes from Galilee and Decapolis and Jerusalem and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan, and, Matthew chapter 5. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into the mountain, and when he had sat down, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth, and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that grieve, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are they that have been persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall reproach you, and persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Rejoice, and be exceeding young man, for great is your reward in heaven, for also they persecuted the prophets that were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? Salt mixed with impurities and lost his savor, is good for nothing, but to be cast out and trodden underfoot of men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a lamp, and put it under the bushel, but on the stand, and it shines unto all that are in the house. Even so let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father, who is in heaven. Think not that I came to destroy the written law through Moses, or the prophets, I came not to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass away from the written law through Moses, till all things be accomplished. Anyone who therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But anyone who shall do, and teach them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to them of old time, you shall not kill, and any one who shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment, and any one who shall say to his brother, you are worthless, shall be in danger of the council, and any one who shall say, you fool, shall be in danger of the hell of fire. If therefore you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has anything against you, leave there your gift before the altar, and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Agree with your adversary quickly, while you are with him in the way, lest by chance the adversary deliver you to the judge, and the judge deliver you to the officer, and you be cast into prison. Verily I say unto you, you shall by no means come out there, till you have paid the last farthing. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that every one a man tempted that looks on a married woman of the other man, to lust to fulfill his great desire, after her with intent has already committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if your right eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out, and cast it from you, for it is profitable for you that one of your members should perish, and not your whole body be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off, and cast it from you, for it is profitable for you that one of your members should perish, and not your whole body go into hell. It was said also in the Pharisee Halakhi, anyone who shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of legal separation of divorcement. But I say unto you, that everyone that puts away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, will be guilty of causing her to be made an adulteress, and any one who shall marry her, when she is lawfully or unlawfully put away, commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to them of old time, you shall not forswear yourself, but shall perform unto the Lord your oaths. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by the heaven, for it is the throne of God, nor by the earth, for it is the footstool of his feet, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Neither shall you swear by your head, for you canst not make one hair white or black. But let your speech be, yes yes, or no no, and whatever is more than these is of the evil one. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, resist not him that is evil. But any one who smites you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man would go to law with you, and take away your coat, let him have your cloak also. And any one who shall compel you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him that asks you, and from him that would borrow of you turn not you away. You have heard that it was said in the unwritten Halakha Pharisee law, you shall agape love your neighbor, and hate your enemy. But I say unto you, agape love your enemies, and pray for them that persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father, who is in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you agape love them that agape love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the Gentiles the same? You therefore shall be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. And Matthew chapter 6. Take heed that you do not your righteousness before men, to be seen of them, else you have no reward with your Father, who is in heaven. When therefore you do genuine benevolence, sound not a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have received their reward. But when you do genuine benevolence, let not your left hand know what your right hand does, that your genuine benevolence may be in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, shall recompense you. And when you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites, for they selfishly for affection follow love to stand and pray in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have received their reward. But you, when you pray, enter into your inner chamber, and having shut your door, pray to your Father, who is in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, shall recompense you. And in praying use not vain repetitions, as the Gentiles do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not therefore like unto them, for your Father knows what things you have need of, before you ask him. After this manner therefore pray you. Our Father who in heaven is, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, as in heaven, so on earth. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And bring us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Furthermore, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites, of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may be seen of men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have received their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head, and wash your face, that you be not seen of men to fast, but of your Father, who is in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, shall recompense you. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does consume, and where thieves do not break through nor steal, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye be single, your whole body shall be full of light. But if your eye be evil, your whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you be darkness, how great is the darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one, and agape love the other, or else he will hold to one, and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, be not anxious for your life, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than the food, and the body, and the raiment? Behold the birds of the heaven, that they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you of much more value than they? And which of you by being anxious can add one cubit unto the measure of his life? And why are you anxious concerning clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you, that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. But if God does so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Be not therefore anxious, saying, what shall we eat? Or, what shall we drink? Or, with what shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek you first his kingdom, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Be not therefore anxious for the morrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil there. And, Matthew chapter 7. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge others you shall be judged, and with what measure you make, it shall be measured unto you. And why behold you the splinter that is in your brother's eye, but consider not the timber that is in your own eye? Or how will you say to your brother, Let me cast out the splinter out of your eye, and lo, the timber is in your own eye? You hypocrite, cast out first the timber out of your own eye, and then shall you see clearly to cast out the splinter out of your brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before the swine, lest by chance they trample them under their feet, and turn, and rip you apart. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, who, if his son shall ask him for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he shall ask for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? All things therefore whatever you would that men should do unto you, even so do you also unto them, for this is the written law through Moses and the prophets. Enter you in by the hard to find and the hard to get through gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leads to destruction, and many are they that enter in there. For hard to find and hard to get through is the gate, and narrow is the way, that leads unto life, and few are they that find it. Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves. By their fruits you shall know them. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree brings forth good fruit, but the corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that brings not forth good fruit is hewn down, and cast into the fire. Therefore by their fruits you shall know them. Not every one that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father, who is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy by your name, and by your name cast out demons, and by your name do many mighty works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, you that work without law. Every one therefore that hears these words of mine, and does them, shall be likened unto a wise man, who built his house on the unconquerable mountain fortress Petra, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded on the unconquerable mountain fortress Petra. And every one that hears these words of mine, and does them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, who built his house in the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and smote upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall there. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these words, the multitudes were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as their scribes. And Matthew chapter 8. And when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came to him a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And he stretched forth his hand, and touched him, saying, I will, be you made clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, See you tell no man, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. And when he was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, asking him, and saying, Lord, my servant lies in the house sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And he said unto him, I will come, and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having under myself soldiers, and I say to this one, Go, and he goes, and to another, Come, and he comes, and to my servant, Do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob, in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom shall be cast forth into the outer darkness. There shall be the weeping, and the gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go your way, as you have believed, so be it done unto you. And the servant was healed in that hour. And when Jesus was come into Petros's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose, and ministered unto him. And when even was come, they brought unto him many possessed with demons, and he cast out the spirits with the word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities, and bare our diseases. Now when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandments to depart unto the other side. And there came a scribe, and said unto him, Teacher, I will follow you, wherever you go. And Jesus said unto him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the heaven have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And another of the disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, Follow me, and leave the dead to bury their own dead. And when he was entered into a boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the boat was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And they came to him, and awoke him, saying, Sov, Lord, we perish. And he said unto them, Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose, and rebuked the winds, and the sea. And there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds, and the sea obey him? And when he was come to the other side into the country of the Gadarenes, there met him two possessed with demons, coming forth out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man could pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with you, you Son of God? Are you come here to torment us before the time? Now there was afar off from them a herd of many swine feeding. And the demons begged him, saying, If you cast us out, send us away into the herd of swine. And he said unto them, Go. And they came out, and went into the swine, and behold, the whole herd rushed down the steep into the sea, and perished in the waters. And they that fed them fled, and went away into the city, and told everything, and what was befallen to them that were possessed with demons. And behold, all the city came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him that he would depart from their borders. And Matthew chapter 9. And he entered into a boat, and crossed over, and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed, and Jesus seeing their faith said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemes. And Jesus knowing their thoughts said, Therefore think you evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say, Your sins are forgiven, or to say, Arise, and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, then said he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, and take up your bed, and go up unto your house. And he arose, and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they were afraid, and glorified God, who had given such authority unto men. And as Jesus passed by from there, he saw a man, called Matthew, sitting at the place of toll, and he said unto him, Follow me. And he arose, and followed him. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came, and sat down with Jesus, and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why does your teacher eat with the tax collectors and sinners? But when he heard it, he said, They that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. But go you, and learn what this means, I desire mercy, and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. Then come to him the disciples of John, saying, Why do we, and the Pharisees fast oft, but your disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, Can the sons of the bride chamber grieve, as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come, when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then will they fast. And no man puts a piece of unrest cloth upon an old garment, for that which should fill it up takes from the garment, and a worse rent is made. Neither do men put new wine into old wineskins, else the skins is burst, and the wine is spilled, and the skins perish, but they put new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved. While he spoke these things unto them, behold, there came a ruler, and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come, and lay your hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose, and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman, who had an issue of blood 12 years, came behind him, and touched the border of his garment, for she said within herself, If I do but touch his garment, I shall be made whole. But Jesus turning, and seeing her said, Daughter, be of good cheer, your faith has made you whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house, and saw the flute players, and the crowd making a tumult, he said, Give place, for the damsel is not dead, but sleeps. And they laughed at him. But when the crowd was put forth, he entered in, and took her by the hand, and the damsel arose. And the fame hereof went forth into all that land. And as Jesus passed by from there, 2 blind men followed him, crying out, and saying, Have mercy on us, you son of David. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, Believe you that I am able to do this? They say unto him, Behold, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it done unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus strictly charged them, saying, See, that no man know it. But they went forth, and spread abroad his fame in all that land. And as they went forth, behold, there was brought to him a man, who could not talk, and possessed with a demon. And when the demon was cast out, the dumb man spoke, and the multitudes marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, By the prince of the demons cast he out demons. And Jesus went about all the cities, and the villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of disease, and all manner of sickness. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were distressed and scattered, as sheep not having a shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, The harvest indeed is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he send forth laborers into his harvest. And Matthew chapter 10. And he called unto him his 12 disciples, and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all manner of disease, and all manner of sickness. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Petros, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip, and Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth, and charged them, saying, Go not into any way of the Gentiles, and enter not into any city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons, freely you receive, freely give. Get you no gold, nor silver, nor brass in your purses, no wallet for your journey, neither two coats, nor shoes, nor staff, for the laborer is worthy of his food. And into whatever city or village you shall enter, search out who in it is worthy, and there abide, till you go forth. And as you enter into the house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it, but if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And any one who shall not receive you, nor hear your words, as you go forth out of that house, or that city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, in the day of judgment, and for that city. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves, be you therefore wise as serpents, and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils, and in their synagogues they will scourge you, behold, and, before governors and kings shall you be brought for my sake, for a testimony to them, and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, be not anxious how, or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that hour what you shall speak. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father that speaks in you. And brother shall deliver up brother to death, and the father his child, and children shall rise up against parents, and cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee into the next, for verily I say unto you, you shall not have gone through the cities of Israel, till the Son of Man become. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant, above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple, that he be as his teacher, and the servant, as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more them of his household? Fear them not therefore, for there is nothing covered, that shall not be revealed, and hid, that shall not be known. What I tell you in the darkness, speak you in the light, and what you hear in the ear, proclaim upon the housetops. And be not afraid of them that kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him, who is able to destroy both soul and body in burning Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them shall fall on the ground outside your Father, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Every one therefore who shall confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father, who is in heaven. But any one who shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, who is in heaven. Think not that I came to send peace on the earth, I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that Philo loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that Philo loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that does not take his cross, and follow after me, is not worthy of me. He that finds his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. He that receives you receives me, and he that receives me receives him that sent me. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And any one who shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only, in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you he shall in no wise lose his reward. And, Matthew chapter 11. And it came to pass when Jesus had finished commanding his 12 disciples, he departed there to teach and preach in their cities. Now when John heard in the prison the works of the Christ, he sent by his disciples, and said unto him, Are you he that comes, or look we for another? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Go, and tell John the things which you hear, and see, the blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good tidings preached to them. And blessed is he, anyone who shall find no occasion of stumbling in me. And as these went their way, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went you out into the wilderness to behold? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went you out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft raiment are in kings' houses. But therefore went you out to see a prophet? Behold, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. This is he, of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who shall prepare your way before you. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women there has not arisen a greater than John the Immerser in water, yet he that is but little in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Immerser in water until now the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and men of violence take it by force. For all the prophets and the law through Moses prophesied until John. And if you are willing to receive it, this is Elijah, that is to come. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the marketplaces, who call unto their fellows, and say, We piped unto you, and you did not dance, we wailed, and you did not grieve. For John came neither eating, nor drinking, and they say, He has a demon. The Son of Man came eating, and drinking, and they say, Behold, a gluttonous man, and a winebibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. And wisdom is justified by her works. Then began he to upbraid the cities, wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. A curse unto you, Chorazin. A curse unto you, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon which were done in you, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon, in the day of judgment, and for you. And you, Capernaum, shall you be exalted unto heaven. You shall go down unto Hades, for if the mighty works had been done in Sodom which were done in you, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom, in the day of judgment, and for you. At that season Jesus answered and said, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you did hide these things from the wise and understanding, and did reveal them unto babes. Behold, Father, for so it was well-pleasing in your sight. All things have been delivered unto me of my Father, and no one knows the Son, save the Father, neither does any know the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son wills, to reveal him. Come unto me, all you that labor, and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light, and Matthew chapter 12. At that season Jesus went on the Sabbath day, through the grain fields, and his disciples were hungry, and began to pluck ears, and to eat. But the Pharisees, when they saw it, said unto him, Behold, your disciples do that which it is not lawful through our unwritten halakha law, to do upon the Sabbath. But he said unto them, Have you not read what David did, when he was hungry, and they that were with him, how he entered into the house of God, and ate the showbread, which it was not lawful written through Moses, for him to eat, neither for them that were with him, but only for the priests? Or have you not read in the law written through Moses, that on the Sabbath day the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath, and are guiltless? But I say unto you, that one greater than the temple is here. But if you had known what this means, I desire mercy, and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. And he departed there, and went into their synagogue, and behold, a man having a withered hand. And they asked him, saying, "Is it in a Pharisee unwritten halakha law lawful to heal on the Sabbath day?" That they might accuse him. And he said unto them, "What man shall there be of you, that shall have one sheep, and if this fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it, and lift it out? How much then is a man of more value, than a sheep? Therefore it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath day." Then said he to the man, "Stretch forth your hand." And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, as the other. But the Pharisees went out, and took counsel against him, how they might destroy him. And Jesus perceiving it withdrew from there, and many followed him, and he healed them all, and charged them that they should not make him known, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, saying, "Behold, my servant, whom I have chosen, my agape beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased, I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall declare judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive, nor cry aloud, neither shall anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory. And in his name shall the Gentiles hope." Then was brought unto him one possessed with a demon, blind and dumb, and he healed him, insomuch that the dumb man spoke, and saw. And all the multitudes were amazed, and said, "Can this be the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "This man does not cast out demons, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the demons." And knowing their thoughts, he said unto them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself, how then shall his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. But if I by the Spirit of God cast out demons, then is the kingdom of God come upon you. Or how can one enter into the house of the strong man, and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man? And then he will spoil his house. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathers not with me scatters. Therefore I say unto you, every sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit shall not be forgiven. And any one who shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him, but any one who shall speak against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, nor in that which is to come. Either make the tree good, and its fruit good, or make the tree corrupt, and its fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by its fruit. You offspring of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speak. The good man out of his good treasure brings forth good things, and the evil man out of his evil treasure brings forth evil things. And I say unto you, that every word that stops righteous work that men shall speak, they shall give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be judged sinless, and by your words you shall be condemned. Then certain of the scribes and Pharisees answered him, saying, "Teacher, we would see a sign from you." But he answered and said unto them, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." The men of Nineveh shall stand up in the judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, a greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. But the unclean spirit, when he is gone out of the man, passes through waterless places, seeking rest, and finds it not. Then he said, "I will return into my house, where I came out," and when he is come, he finds it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goes he, and takes with himself 7 other spirits more evil than himself, and they enter in, and dwell there, and the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this evil generation. While he was yet speaking to the multitudes, behold, his mother and his brethren stood outside, seeking to speak to him. And one said unto him, Behold, your mother and your brethren stand outside, seeking to speak to you. But he answered and said unto him that told him, Who is my mother? And who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand towards his disciples, and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren. For anyone who shall do the will of my Father, who is in heaven, he is my brother, and sister, and mother. And Matthew chapter 13. On that day went Jesus out of the house, and sat by the seaside. And there were gathered unto him great multitudes, so that he entered into a boat, and sat, and all the multitude stood on the beach. And he spoke to them many things in parables, saying, Behold, the sower went forth to sow, and, as he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the birds came, and devoured them, and others fell upon the rocky places, where they had not much earth, and immediately they sprang up, because they had no deepness of earth, and when the sun was risen, they were scorched, and, because they had no root, they withered away. And others fell upon the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them, and others fell upon the good ground, and yielded fruit, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He that has ears, let him hear. And the disciples came, and said unto him, Why speak you unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For anyone who has, to him shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but anyone who has not, from him shall be taken away even that which he has. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because seeing they see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And unto them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, By hearing you shall hear, and shall in no wise understand, and seeing you shall see, and shall in no wise perceive, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest by chance they should perceive with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should turn again, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men desired to see the things which you see, and saw them not, and to hear the things which you hear, and heard them not. Hear then you the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, and understands it not, then comes the evil one, and snatches away that which has been sown in his heart. This is he that was sown by the wayside. And he that was sown upon the rocky places, this is he that hears the word, and immediately with joy receives it, yet has he not root in himself, but endures for a while, and when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. And he that was sown among the thorns, this is he that hears the word, and the cares of the world, and the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. And he that was sown upon the good ground, this is he that hears the word, and understands it, who verily bears fruit, and brings forth, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Another parable said he before them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man that sowed good seed in his field, but while men slept, his enemy came, and sowed poison tares, darnel, also among the wheat, and went away. But when the blade sprang up it looked like wheat, but when it brought forth fruit, and then appeared the poison black seeds the tares also. And the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then has it tares? And he said unto them, An enemy has done this. And the servants say unto him, Will you then that we go and gather them up? But he said, No, lest by chance while you gather up the tares, you root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of the harvest I will say to the reapers, gather up first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Another parable said he before them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a grain of mustard seed, which a man took, and sowed in his field, which indeed is less than all seeds, but when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs, and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the heaven come, and lodge in the branches there. Another parable spoke he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took, and hid in 3 measures of meal, till it was all leavened. All these things spoke Jesus in parables unto the multitudes, and outside a parable spoke he nothing unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things hidden from the foundation of the world. Then he left the multitudes, and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, explain unto us the parable of the tares of the field. And he answered and said, he that sows the good seed is the Son of Man, and the field is the world, and the good seed, these are the sons of the kingdom, and the tares are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy that sowed them is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are messengers. As therefore the tares are gathered up and burned with fire, so shall it be in the end of the world. The Son of Man shall send forth his messengers, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all who do things that cause stumbling, and them that do work without law, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be the weeping, and the gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He that has ears, let him hear. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found, and hid, and in his joy he goes, and sells all that he has, and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man, that is a merchant seeking goodly pearls, and having found one pearl of great price, he went, and sold all that he had, and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net, that was cast into the sea, and gathered of every kind, which, when it was filled, they drew up on the beach, and they sat down, and gathered the good into vessels, but the bad they cast away. So shall it be in the end of the world, the messengers shall come forth, and sever the wicked from among the righteous, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be the weeping, and the gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? They say unto him, behold. And he said unto them, therefore every scribe who has been made a disciple to the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man, that is a householder, who brings forth out of his treasure things new and old. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed there. And coming into his own country he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished, and said, where has this man this wisdom, and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Maria? And his brethren, James, and Joseph, and Simon, and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Where then has this man all these things? And they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not outside honor, save in his own country, and in his own house. And he did not many mighty works there, because of their unbelief. And, Matthew chapter 14. At that season Herod the Tetrarch heard the report concerning Jesus, and said unto his servants, this is John the Immerser in water, he is risen from the dead, and therefore do these powers work in him. For Herod had laid hold on John, and bound him, and put him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. For John said unto him, it is not lawful for you to have her. And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday came, the daughter of Herodias danced in the midst, and pleased Herod. Whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatever she should ask. And she, being put forward by her mother, said, Give me here on a platter the head of John the Immerser in water. And the king was grieved, but for the sake of his oaths, and of them that sat at meat with him, he commanded it to be given, and he sent, and beheaded John, in the prison. And his head was brought on a platter, and given to the damsel, and she brought it to her mother. And his disciples came, and took up the corpse, and buried him, and they went, and told Jesus. Now when Jesus heard it, he withdrew from there in a boat, to a desert place apart, and when the multitudes heard there, they followed him on foot from the cities. And he came forth, and saw a great multitude, and he had compassion on them, and healed their sick. And when even was come, the disciples came to him, saying, The place is desert, and the time is already past. Send the multitudes away, that they may go into the villages, and buy themselves food. But Jesus said unto them, They have no need to go away, give you them to eat. And they say unto him, We have here but 5 loaves, and 2 fishes. And he said, Bring them here to me. And he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves, and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed, and brake, and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples to the multitudes. And they all ate, and were filled, and they took up that which remained over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And they that did eat were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. And immediately he constrained the disciples to enter into the boat, and to go before him unto the other side, till he should send the multitudes away. And after he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into the mountain apart to pray, and when even was come, he was there alone. But the boat was now in the midst of the sea, distressed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the 4th watch of the night he came unto them, walking upon the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a ghost, and they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Petros answered him and said, Lord, if it be you, bid me come unto you upon the waters. And he said, Come. And Petros went down from the boat, and walked upon the waters to come to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, and took hold of him, and said unto him, O you of little faith, therefore did you doubt? And when they were gone up into the boat, the wind ceased. And they that were in the boat worshipped him, saying, Of a truth you are the Son of God. And when they had crossed over, they came to the land, unto Gennesaret. And when the men of that place knew him, they sent into all that region round about, and brought unto him all that were sick, and they begged him that they might only touch the border of his garment, and as many as touched were made whole. And, Matthew chapter 15. Then there come to Jesus from Jerusalem Pharisees and scribes, saying, Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. And he answered and said unto them, Why do you also transgress the commandment of God, because of your tradition? For God said, Honor your father and your mother, and he that speaks evil of father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, Anyone who shall say to his father, or his mother, That wherewith you might have been profited by me is given to God, he shall not honor his father. And you have made void the word of God, because of your tradition. You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as their instructions the precepts of men. And he called to him the multitude, and said unto them, Hear, and understand, not that which enters into the mouth defiles the man, but that which proceeds out of the mouth, this defiles the man. Then came the disciples, and said unto him, Know ye that the Pharisees were offended, when they heard this saying? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father planted not, shall be rooted up. Let them alone, they are blind guides. And if the blind guide the blind, both shall fall into a pit. And Petros answered and said unto him, Declare unto us the parable. And he said, Are you also even yet outside understanding? Perceive you not, that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the belly, and is cast out into the drain? But the things which proceed out of the mouth come forth out of the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart come forth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, railings, these are the things which defile the man, but to eat with unwashed hands defiles not the man. And Jesus went out there, and withdrew into the parts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanitish woman came out from those borders, and cried, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, you son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with a demon. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came, and begged him, saying, Send her away, for she cries after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread, and cast it to the dogs. But she said, Behold, Lord, for even the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is your faith, be it done unto you even, as you will. And her daughter was healed from that hour. And Jesus departed there, and came near unto the Sea of Galilee, and he went up into the mountain, and sat there. And there came unto him great multitudes, having with them the lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and they cast them down at his feet, and he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered, when they saw the dumb speaking, the maimed whole, and lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. And Jesus called unto him his disciples, and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days, and have nothing to eat, and I would not send them away fasting, lest by chance they faint on the way. And the disciples say unto him, Where should we have so many loaves in a desert place, as to fill so great a multitude? And Jesus said unto them, How many loaves have you? And they said, 7, and a few small fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves, and the fishes, and he gave thanks and brake, and gave to the disciples, and the disciples to the multitudes. And they all ate, and were filled, and they took up that which remained over of the broken pieces, 7 baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men, besides women and children. And he sent away the multitudes, and entered into the boat, and came into the borders of Magadan. And Matthew chapter 16. And the Pharisees and Sadducees came, and trying him asked him to show them a sign from heaven. But he answered and said unto them, When it is evening, you say, It will be fair weather, for the heaven is red. And in the morning, It will be foul weather today, for the heaven is red, and lowering. Do you know how to discern the face of the heaven, but you cannot discern the signs of the times? An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of Jonah. And he left them, and departed. And the disciples came to the other side, and forgot to take bread. And Jesus said unto them, Take heed, and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, We took no bread. And Jesus perceiving it said, O you of little faith, why reason you among yourselves, because you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, and how many baskets you took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets you took up? How is it that you do not perceive that I spoke not to you concerning bread? But beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Then understood they that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Now when Jesus came into the parts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Who do men say that the Son of Man is? And they said, Some say John the Immerser in water, some Elijah, and others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, But who say you that I am? And Simon Petros the small stone answered and said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed are you, Simon son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father, who is in heaven. And I also say unto you, that you are Petros the small stone, but on me this Petra the unconquerable mountain fortress I will edify the court of my ecclesia, and in the life or death warfare the gates of Hades shall not prevail against her my ecclesia. I will give unto you my ecclesia the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you my ecclesia shall bind on earth is already bound in heaven, and whatever you my ecclesia shall loose on earth shall be what is already loosed in heaven. Then charged he the disciples that they should tell no man that he was the Christ. From that time began Jesus to show unto his disciples that he must go unto Jerusalem, and suffer many things of the elders, and chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and the third day be raised up. And Petros took him, and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from you, Lord, this shall never happen you. But he turned, and said unto Petros, Get you behind me, Satan, you are a stumbling block unto me, for you mind not the things of God, but the things of men. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man would come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For anyone who would save his life shall lose it, and anyone who shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what shall a man be profited, if he shall gain the whole world, and forfeit his life? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father, with his messengers, and then shall he render unto every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, there are some of them that stand here, who shall in no wise taste of death, till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. And Matthew. And after 6 days Jesus takes with him Petros, and James, and John his brother, and brings them up into a high mountain apart, and he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his garments became white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Petros answered, and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you will, I will make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was yet speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, saying, This is my agape beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear you him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face, and were sore afraid. And Jesus came, and touched them and said, Arise, and be not afraid. And lifting up their eyes, they saw no one, save Jesus only. And as they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, Tell the vision to no man, until the Son of Man be risen from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elijah must first come? And he answered and said, Elijah indeed comes, and shall restore all things, but I say unto you, that Elijah is come already, and they knew him not, but did unto him whatever they would. Even so shall the Son of Man also suffer of them. Then understood the disciples that he spoke unto them of John the Immerser in water. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a man, kneeling to him, saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is epileptic and suffers grievously, for oft times he falls into the fire, and oft times into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. And Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked him, and the demon went out of him, and the boy was cured from that hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart, and said, Why could we not cast it out? And he said unto them, Because of your little faith, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, Remove from here to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. This not in some manuscripts, but this kind goes not out save by prayer and fasting. And, while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, The Son of Man shall be delivered up into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised up. And they were exceeding sorry. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received the half shekel came to Petros, and said, Does not your teacher pay the half shekel? He said, Behold. And when he came into the house, Jesus spoke first to him, saying, What think you, Simon? The kings of the earth, from whom do they receive toll or tribute? From their sons, or from strangers? And when he said, From strangers, Jesus said unto him, Therefore the sons are free. But, lest we cause them to stumble, go you to the sea, and cast a hook, and take up the fish that first comes up, and when you have opened his mouth, you shall find a shekel, that take, and give unto them for me, and you. And, Matthew chapter 18. In that hour came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And he called to him a little child, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except you turn, and become as little children, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. Anyone who therefore shall humble himself, as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receives me, but whoso shall cause one of these little ones, that believe on me to stumble, it is profitable for him that a great millstone should be hanged about his neck, and that he should be sunk in the depth of the sea. A curse unto the world because of occasions of stumbling. For it must needs be that the occasions come, but a curse to that man through whom the occasion comes. And if your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off, and cast it from you. It is good for you to enter into life maimed, or halt, rather than having two hands, or two feet, to be cast into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out, and cast it from you. It is good for you to enter into life with one eye, rather than having two eyes, to be cast into the hell of fire. See that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you, that in heaven their messengers do always behold the face of my Father, who is in heaven. For the Son of Man came to save that which was lost. How think you? If any man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, does he not leave the 99, and go unto the mountains, and seek that which goes astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 which have not gone astray. Even so it is not the will of your Father, who is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. And if your brother sin against you, go, show him his fault between you and him alone. If he hear you, you have gained your brother. But if he hear you not, take with you one, or two more, that at the mouth of two witnesses, or three every word may be established. And if he refuse to hear them, tell it unto the ecclesia, and if he refuse to hear the ecclesia also, let him be unto you as the Gentile, and the tax collector. Verily I say unto you, what things soever you the ecclesia shall bind on earth shall be what is already bound in heaven, and what things soever you the ecclesia shall loose on earth shall be what is already loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, who is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Then came Petros, and said to him, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Until 7 times. Jesus said unto him, I say not unto you, until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, who would make a reckoning with his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, that owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not wherewith to pay, his lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And the lord of that servant, being moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out, and found one of his fellow servants, who owed him 100 shillings, and he laid hold on him, and took him by the throat, saying, Pay what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down and begged him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you. And he would not, but went, and cast him into prison, till he should pay that which was due. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were exceeding sorry, and came, and told unto their lord all that was done. Then his lord called him unto him, and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt, because you begged me, should not you also have had mercy on your fellow servant, even as I had mercy on you? And his lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due. So shall also my heavenly Father do unto you, if you forgive not every one his brother from your hearts. And Matthew chapter 19. And it came to pass when Jesus had finished these words, he departed from Galilee, and came into the borders of Judea, beyond the Jordan, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. And there came unto him Pharisees, trying him, and saying, Is it the Jewish unwritten or halakha lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said, Have you not read what is written that he who made them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh? So that they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder. They say unto him, Why then did Moses command to give a bill of divorcement, and to put her away? He said unto them, Moses for your hardness of heart suffered you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it has not been so. And I say unto you, any one who shall put away his wife, except for fornication, and shall marry another, cause his wife to commit adultery, and he that marries her, when she is put away also commits adultery. The disciples say unto him, If the case of the man is so with his wife, it is not expedient to marry. But he said unto them, Not all men can receive this saying, but they to whom it is given. For there are eunuchs that were so born from their mother's womb, and there are eunuchs that were made eunuchs by men, and there are eunuchs that made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. Then were there brought unto him little children, that he should lay his hands on them, and pray, and the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, Suffer the little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them, and departed there. And behold, one came to him and said, Teacher, what good thing shall I do, that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why ask you me concerning that which is good? One there is who is good, but if you would enter into life, keep the commandments. He said unto him, Which? And Jesus said, You shall not kill, You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother. And you shall agape love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said unto him, All these things have I observed. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, If you would be perfect, go, sell that which you have, and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. But when the young man heard the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he was one that had great possessions. And Jesus said unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, it is hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, It is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye, and for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And when the disciples heard it, they were astonished exceedingly, saying, Who then can be saved? And Jesus looking upon them said to them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Then answered Petros, and said unto him, Lo, we have left all, and followed you. What then shall we have? And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that you, who have followed me, in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit on the throne of his glory, you also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that has left houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall inherit eternal life. But many shall be last that are first, and first that are last. And Matthew chapter. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that was a householder, who went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for 1 shilling a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the 3rd hour, and saw others standing in the marketplace idle, and to them he said, Go you also into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the 6th and the 9th hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out, and found others standing, and he said unto them, Why stand you here all the day idle? They say unto him, Because no man has hired us. He said unto them, Go you also into the vineyard. And when even was come, the lord of the vineyard said unto his steward, Call the laborers, and pay them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man 1 shilling. And when the first came, they supposed that they would receive more, and they likewise received every man 1 shilling. And when they received it, they murmured against the householder, saying, These last have spent but 1 hour, and you have made them equal unto us, who have borne the burden of the day, and the scorching heat. But he answered and said to one of them, Friend, I do you no wrong. Did not you agree with me for 1 shilling? Take up that which is yours, and go your way. It is my will to give unto this last, even as unto you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Or is your eye evil, because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. And as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples apart, and on the way he said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him unto the Gentiles to mock, and to scourge, and to crucify, and the 3rd day he shall be raised up. Then came to him the mother of the sons of Zebedee, with her sons, worshipping him and asking a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, What would you? She said unto him, Command that these my 2 sons may sit, one on your right hand, and one on your left hand, in your kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, Do you know not what you ask? Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink? They say unto him, We are able. He said unto them, My cup indeed you shall drink, but to sit on my right hand, and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it is for them for whom it has been prepared of my Father. And when the 10 heard it, they were moved with indignation concerning the 2 brethren. But Jesus called them unto him, and said, Do you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them? Not so shall it be among you, but any one who would become great among you shall be your minister, and any one who would be first among you shall be your servant, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life ransom for many. And as they went out from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, 2 blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus was passing by, cried out, saying, Lord, have mercy on us, you son of David. And the multitude rebuked them, that they should hold their peace, but they cried out the more, saying, Lord, have mercy on us, you son of David. And Jesus stood still, and called them, and said, What will you that I should do unto you? They say unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. And Jesus, being moved with compassion, touched their eyes, and immediately they received their sight, and followed him. And Matthew chapter. And when they drew near unto Jerusalem, and came unto Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent 2 disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village that is over against you, and immediately you shall find an donkey tied, and a colt with her, loose them and bring them unto me. And if anyone say anything unto you, you shall say, The Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them. Now this is come to pass, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through the prophet, saying, Tell you the daughter of Zion, Behold, your king comes unto you, meek, and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went, and did even as Jesus appointed them, and brought the ass, and the colt, and put on them their garments, and he sat thereon. And the most part of the multitude spread their garments in the way, and others cut branches from the trees, and spread them in the way. And the multitudes that went before him, and that followed, cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was stirred, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is the prophet, Jesus, from Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus entered into the temple of God, and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold the doves, and he said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you make it a den of robbers. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children that were crying in the temple, and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were moved with indignation, and said unto him, Hear you what these are saying? And Jesus said unto them, Behold, did you never read, Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings you have perfected praise? And he left them, and went forth out of the city to Bethany, and lodged there. Now in the morning as he returned to the city, he hungered. And seeing a fig tree by the wayside, he came to it, and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and he said unto it, Let there be no fruit from you from here on forever. And immediately the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How did the fig tree immediately wither away? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, If you have faith, and doubt not, you shall not only do what is done to the fig tree, but even if you shall say unto this mountain, Be you taken up and cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things, whatever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching, and said, By what authority do you these things? And who gave you this authority? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one question, which if you tell me, I likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The immersion of John, where was it? From heaven or from men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we shall say, From heaven, he will say unto us, Why then did you not believe him? But if we shall say, From men, we fear the multitude, for all hold John, as a prophet. And they answered Jesus, and said, We know not. He also said unto them, Neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. But what think you? A man had two sons, and he came to the first, and said, Son, go work today in the vineyard. And he answered and said, I will not, but afterward he repented himself, and went. And he came to the second, and said likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. Which of the two did the will of his father? They say, The first. Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that the tax collectors and the whores go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and you believed him not, but the tax collectors and the whores believed him, and you, when you saw it, did not even repent yourselves afterward, that you might believe him. Hear another parable. There was a man that was a householder, who planted a vineyard, and set a hedge about it, and dug a winepress in it, and built a tower, and let it out to husbandmen, and went into another country. And when the season of the fruits drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen, to receive his fruits. And the husbandmen took his servants, and beat one, and killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did unto them in like manner. But afterward he sent unto them his son, saying, They will reverence my son. But the husbandmen, when they saw the son, said among themselves, This is the heir, come, let us kill him, and take his inheritance. And they took him, and cast him forth out of the vineyard, and killed him. When therefore the Lord of the vineyard shall come, what will he do unto those husbandmen? They say unto him, He will miserably destroy those miserable men, and will let out the vineyard unto other husbandmen, who shall render him the fruits in their seasons. Jesus said unto them, Did ye never read in the Scriptures, The stone which the builders rejected, the same was made the head of the corner, this was from the Lord, and it is marvelous in our eyes? Therefore say I unto you, The kingdom of God shall be taken away from you, and shall be given to a nation bringing forth the fruits there. And he that falls on this stone shall be broken to pieces, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will scatter him as dust. And when the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they perceived that he spoke of them. And when they sought to lay hold on him, they feared the multitudes, because they took him for a prophet. And Matthew chapter 22. And Jesus answered, and spoke again in parables unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain king, who made a marriage feast for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the marriage feast, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them that are bidden, Behold, I have made ready my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready, come to the marriage feast. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his own farm, another to his merchandise, and the rest laid hold on his servants, and treated them shamefully, and killed them. But the king was wroth, and he sent his armies, and destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then said he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they that were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore unto the partings of the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage feast. And those servants went out into the highways, and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was filled with guests. But when the king came in to behold the guests, he saw there a man, who had not on a wedding garment, and he said unto him, Friend, How came you in here not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and cast him out into the outer darkness. There shall be the weeping, and the gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few chosen. Then went the Pharisees, and took counsel, how they might ensnare him in his talk. And they sent to him their disciples, with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are true, and teach the way of God in truth, and cares not for anyone, for you regards not the person of men. Tell us therefore, what think you? Is it the unwritten halakha lawful to give tribute unto Caesar, or not? But Jesus perceived their wickedness, and said, Why make you trial of me, you hypocrites? Show me the tribute money. And they brought unto him a denarius. And he said unto them, Whose is this image and superscription? They say unto him, Caesar's. Then said he unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. And when they heard it, they marveled, and left him, and went away. On that day there came to him Sadducees, they that say that there is no resurrection, and they asked him, saying, Teacher, Moses said, If a man die, having no children, his brother shall marry his wife, and raise up seed unto his brother. Now there were with us 7 brethren, and the first married and deceased, and having no seed left his wife unto his brother, in like manner the second also, and the third, unto the 7th. And after them all, the woman died. In the resurrection therefore whose wife shall she be of the 7? For they all had her. But Jesus answered and said unto them, You do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry, nor are given in marriage, but are as messengers in heaven. But as touching the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And when the multitudes heard it, they were astonished at his teaching. But the Pharisees, when they heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, gathered themselves together. And one of them, a unwritten oral law, the halakha law of the heart lawyer, asked him a question, trying him, Teacher, which is the great commandment in the halakha law? And he said unto him, You shall agape love the Lord your God, with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second like unto it is this, You shall agape love your neighbor as yourself. On these 2 commandments the whole law hangs, and the prophets. Now while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them a question, saying, What think you of the Christ? Whose son is he? They say unto him, The son of David. He said unto them, How then does David, in the Spirit, call him Lord, saying, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit you on my right hand, till I put your enemies underneath your feet. If David then calls him Lord, how is he his son? And no one was able to answer him a word, neither durst any man from that day forth ask him any more questions. And, Matthew chapter 23. Then spoke Jesus to the multitudes, and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. All things therefore whatever they bid you, these do, and observe, but do not you after their works, for they say, and do not. Behold, they bind heavy burdens, and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with their finger. But all their works they do to be seen of men, for they make broad their phylacteries, and enlarge the borders of their garments, and file all of the chief place at feasts, and the chief seats, in the synagogues, and the salutations in the marketplaces, and to be called of men, Rabbi. But be not you called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, and all you are brethren. And call no man your father on the earth, for one is your father, even he, who is in heaven. Neither be you called masters, for one is your master, even the Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And any one who shall exalt himself shall be humbled, and any one who shall humble himself shall be exalted. But a curse unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! Because you shut the kingdom of heaven against men, for you enter not in yourselves, neither suffer you them that are entering in to enter. A curse unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you devour widows' houses, even while for a pretense you make long prayers, therefore you shall receive greater condemnation. A curse unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is become so, you make him twofold more a son of hell than yourselves. A curse unto you, you blind guides, that say, any one who shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but any one who shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. You fools and blind, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that has sanctified the gold? And any one who shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but any one who shall swear by the gift that is upon it, he is a debtor. You blind, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? He therefore that swears by the altar swears by it and by all things thereon. And he that swears by the temple swears by it and by him that dwells therein. And he that swears by the heaven swears by the throne of God and by him that sits thereon. A curse unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you tithe mint and anise and cumin, and have left undone the weightier matters of the written law through Moses, justice, and mercy, and faith, but these you ought to have done, and not to have left the other undone. You blind guides that strain out the gnat, and swallow the camel. A curse unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you cleanse the outside of the cup, and of the platter, but within they are full from extortion and excess. You blind Pharisee, cleanse first the inside of the cup, and of the platter, that the outside of it may become clean also. A curse unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like unto whited sepulchres, which outwardly appear beautiful, but inwardly are full of dead men's bones, and of all uncleanness. Even so you also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but inwardly you are full of hypocrisy and work without law. A curse unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you build the sepulchres of the prophets, and garnish the tombs of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we should not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Therefore you witness to yourselves, that you are sons of them that slew the prophets. Fill you up then the measure of your fathers. You serpents, you offspring of vipers, how shall you escape the judgment of hell? Therefore, behold, I send unto you prophets, and wise men, and scribes, some of them shall you kill, and crucify, and some of them shall you scourge in your synagogues, and persecute from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of Abel the righteous unto the blood of Zacharias son of Barajiah, whom you slew between the sanctuary and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that kills the prophets, and stones them that are sent unto her! How often would I have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and you would not! Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, you shall not see me from here on, till you shall say, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, and Matthew chapter 24. And Jesus went out from the temple, and was going on his way, and his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. But he answered and said unto them, see you not all these things? Verily I say unto you, There shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of your coming, and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed, that no man lead you astray. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall lead many astray. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, see that you be not troubled, for these things must needs come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and earthquakes in divers places. But all these things are the beginning of travail. Then shall they deliver you up unto tribulation, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all the nations for my name's sake. And then shall many stumble, and shall deliver up one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall lead many astray. And, because works without law shall be multiplied, the agape love of the many shall wax cold. But he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a testimony unto all the nations, and then shall the end come. When therefore you see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of through Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let him that reads understand, then let them that are in Judea flee unto the mountains, let him that is on the housetop not go down to take out things that are in his house, and let him that is in the field not return back to take his cloak. But take her son to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. And pray you that your flight be not in the winter, neither on a Sabbath, for then shall be great tribulation, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days had been shortened, no flesh would have been saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is the Christ, or, Here, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs, and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. Behold, I have told you beforehand. If therefore they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the wilderness, go not forth, behold, he is in the inner chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning comes forth from the east, and is seen even unto the west, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. Wheresoever the carcasses, there will the eagles be gathered together. But immediately after the tribulation of those days the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth grieve, and they shall see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send forth his messengers with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now from the fig tree learn her parable. When her branches now become tender, and put forth its leaves, do you know that the summer is near? Even so you also, when you see all these things, know you that he is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away, till all these things be accomplished. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knows no one, not even the messengers of heaven, neither the Son, but the Father only. And as were the days of Noah, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days which were before the flood they were eating, and drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and they knew not until the flood came, and took them all away, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. Then shall two men be in the field, one is taken, and one is left, two women shall be grinding at the mill, one is taken, and one is left. Watch therefore, for you know not on what day your Lord comes. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what watch the thief was coming, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken through. Therefore be you also ready, for in an hour, that you think not the Son of Man comes. Who then is the faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord has set over his household, to give them their food in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he will set him over all that he has. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord tarries, and shall begin to beat his fellow servants, and shall eat and drink with the drunk, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day, when he expects not, and in an hour, when he knows not, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be the weeping, and the gnashing of teeth. And Matthew chapter 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, who took their lamps, and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. For the foolish, when they took their lamps, took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Now while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered, and slept. But at midnight there is a cry, Behold, the bridegroom! Come you forth to meet him. Then all those virgins arose, and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, Perhaps there will not be enough for us, and you, go your other to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went away to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know not the day, nor the hour. For it is as when a man, going into another country, called his own servants, and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his several ability, and he went on his journey. Immediately he that received the 5 talents went, and traded with them, and made other 5 talents. In like manner he also that received the 2 gained other 2. But he that received the 1 went away, and dug in the earth, and hid his Lord's money. Now after a long time the Lord of those servants comes, and makes a reckoning with them. And he that received the 5 talents came, and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, you delivered unto me 5 talents, lo, I have gained other 5 talents. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant, you have been faithful over a few things, I will set you over many things, enter you into the joy of your Lord. And he also that received the 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered unto me 2 talents, lo, I have gained other 2 talents. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant, you have been faithful over a few things, I will set you over many things, enter you into the joy of your Lord. And he also that had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you that you are a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you did not scatter, and I was afraid, and went away, and hid your talent in the earth, lo, you have your own. But his Lord answered and said unto him, You wicked and slothful servant, do you know that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I did not scatter? You ought therefore to have put my money to the bankers, and at my coming I should have received back mine own with interest. Take you away therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him that has the 10 talents. For unto every one that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that has not, even that which he has shall be taken away. And cast you out the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There shall be the weeping, and the gnashing of teeth. But when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the messengers with him, then shall he sit on the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all the nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world, for I was hungry, and you gave me to eat, I was thirsty, and you gave me drink, I was a stranger, and you took me in, naked, and you clothed me, I was sick, and you visited me, I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we you hungry, and fed you? Or athirst, and gave you drink? And when saw we you a stranger, and took you in? Or naked, and clothed you? And when saw we you sick, or in prison, and came unto you? And the king shall answer, and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it unto one of these my brethren, even these least, you did it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire which is prepared for the devil and his messengers. For I was hungry, and you did not give me to eat, I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink, I was a stranger, and you took me not in, naked, and you clothed me not, sick, and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer, saying, Lord, when saw we you hungry, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto you? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not unto one of these least, you did it not unto me. And these shall go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. And Matthew chapter 26. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these words, he said unto his disciples, Do you know that after 2 days the Passover comes, and the Son of Man is delivered up to be crucified? Then were gathered together the chief priests, and the elders of the people, unto the court of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and they took counsel together that they might take Jesus by subtlety, and kill him. But they said, Not during the feast, lest a tumult arise among the people. Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster cruse, of exceeding precious ointment, and she poured it upon his head, as he sat at meat. But when the disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, To what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much, and given to the poor. But Jesus perceiving it said unto them, Why trouble you the woman? For she has wrought a good work upon me. For you have the poor always with you, but me you have not always. For in that she poured this ointment upon my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, that also which this woman has done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests, and said, What are you willing to give me, and I will deliver him unto you? And they weighed unto him 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to deliver him unto them. Now, on the first of the preparation day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, Where will you that we make ready for you to eat the Passover? And he said, Go into the city to such a man, and say unto him, The teacher said, My time is at hand, I keep my Passover, at your house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus appointed them, and they made ready the Passover Seder. Now when the beginning of night the supper hour was come, he was sitting at meat with the 12 disciples, and, as they were eating, he said, Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began to say unto him every one, Is it I, Lord? And he answered and said, He that dipped his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goes, even as it is written of him, but a curse unto that man through whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he had not been born. And Judas, who betrayed him, answered and said, Is it I, Rabbi? He said unto him, You have said. And as they were eating the first Seder, Jesus took bread, and blessed, and brake it, and he gave to the disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took a cup, and gave thanks, and gave to them, saying, Drink all of it, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is divided, or poured out for many unto remission of sins. But I say unto you, I shall not drink from here on of this fruit of the vine, until that day, when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out unto the Mount of Olives. Then said Jesus unto them, All you shall be offended in me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am raised up, I will go before you into Galilee. But Petros answered and said unto him, If all shall be offended in you, I will never be offended. Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto you, that this night, before the cock crow, you shall deny me thrice. Petros said unto him, Even, if I must die with you, yet will I not deny you. Likewise also said all the disciples. Then comes Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto his disciples, Sit you here, while I go yonder, and pray. And he took with him Petros and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful, and sore troubled. Then said he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death, abide you here, and watch with me. And he went forward a little, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass away from me, nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And he comes unto the disciples, and finds them sleeping, and said unto Petros, What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Again a second time he went away, and prayed, saying, My Father, if this cannot pass away, except I drink it, your will be done. And he came again, and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them again, and went away, and prayed a third time, saying again the same words. Then comes he to the disciples, and said unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand, that betrays me. And while he yet spoke, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves, from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that is he, take him. And immediately he came to Jesus, and said, Hail, Rabbi, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, do that for which you are come. Then they came and laid hands on Jesus, and took him. And behold, one of them that were with Jesus stretched out his hand, and drew his sword, and smote the servant of the high priest, and struck off his ear. Then said Jesus unto him, Put up again your sword into its place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Or think you that I cannot ask my Father, and he shall even now send me more than 12 legions of messengers? How then should the scriptures be fulfilled that thus it must be? In that hour said Jesus to the multitudes, Are you come out as against a robber with swords and staves to seize me? I sat daily in the temple teaching, and you took me not. But all this is come to pass, that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples left him, and fled. And they that had taken Jesus led him away to the house of Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were gathered together. But Petros followed him afar off unto the court of the high priest, and entered in, and sat with the officers, to see the end. Now the chief priests and the whole council sought false witness against Jesus, that they might put him to death, and they found it not, though many false witnesses came. But afterward came two, and said, This man said, I am able to destroy the temple of God, and to build it in 3 days. And the high priest stood up, and said unto him, Answer you nothing. What is it which these witness against you? But Jesus held his peace. And the high priest said unto him, I adjure you by the living God, that you tell us whether you are the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said unto him, You have said, Nevertheless I say unto you, From here on you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power, and coming on the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his garments, saying, He has spoken blasphemy, what further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now you have heard the blasphemy, what think you? They answered and said, He is worthy of death. Then did they spit in his face and buffet him, and some smote him with the palms of their hands, saying, Prophesy unto us, you Christ, who is he that struck you? Now Petros was sitting outside in the court, and a maid came unto him, saying, You also was with Jesus the Galilean. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what you say. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto them that were there, This man also was with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I know not the man. And after a little while they that stood by came and said to Petros, Of a truth you also are one of them, for your speech makes you known. Then began he to curse and to swear, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Petros remembered the word which Jesus had said, Before the cock crow, you shall deny me thrice. And he went out, and wept bitterly. And, Matthew chapter 27. Now when morning was come, all the chief priests, and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus, to put him to death, and they bound him, and led him away, and delivered him up to Pilate the governor. Then Judas, who betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself, and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I betrayed innocent blood. But they said, What is that to us? See you to it. And he cast down the pieces of silver into the sanctuary, and departed, and he went away, and hanged himself. And the chief priest took the pieces of silver, and said, It is not at all lawful to put them into the treasury, since it is the price of blood. And they took counsel, and bought with them the potter's field, to bury strangers in. Therefore that field was called, the field of blood, unto this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken through Jeremiah the prophet, saying, And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him, that was priced, whom certain of the children of Israel did price, and they gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord appointed me. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, Are you the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, You say. And when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, Hear you not how many things they witness against you? And he gave him no answer, not even to one word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now at the feast the governor was wont to release unto the multitude one prisoner, whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner, called Barabbas. When therefore they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will you that I release unto you? Barabbas, or Jesus who is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him up. And while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have you nothing to do with that righteous man? For I have suffered many things this day, in a dream because of him. Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitudes, that they should ask for Barabbas, and destroy Jesus. But the governor answered and said unto them, Which of the two will you that I release unto you? And they said, Barabbas. Pilate said unto them, What then shall I do unto Jesus, who is called Christ? They all say, Let him be crucified. And he said, Why, what evil has he done? But they cried out exceedingly, saying, Let him be crucified. So when Pilate saw that he prevailed nothing, but rather that a tumult was arising, he took water, and washed his hands, before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this righteous man, see you to it. And all the people answered and said, His blood be on us, and on our children. Then released he unto them Barabbas, but Jesus he scourged, and delivered to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus, into the praetorium, and gathered unto him the whole band. And they stripped him, and put on him a scarlet robe. And they platted a crown of thorns, and put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand, and they kneeled down before him, and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And they spat upon him, and took the reed, and smote him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took off from him the robe, and put on him his garments, and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to go with them that he might bear his cross. And they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, the place of a skull. They gave him wine to drink mingled with gall, and when he had tasted it, he would not drink. And when they had crucified him, they parted his garments among them, casting lots, and they sat and watched him there. And they set up over his head his accusation written, This is Jesus the King of the Jews. Then are there crucified with him two robbers, one on the right hand, and one on the left. And they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads, and saying, Phew, that destroys the temple, and built it in 3 days, save yourself, if you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. In like manner also the chief priests mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. He is the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe on him. He trusts on God. Let him deliver him now, if he desires him, for he said, I am the Son of God. And the robbers also that were crucified with him cast upon him the same reproach. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And some of them stood there, when they heard it, said, This man calls Elijah. And immediately one of them ran, and took a sponge, and filled it with vinegar, and put it on a reed, and gave him to drink. And the rest said, Let be, let us see whether Elijah comes to save him. And Jesus cried again with a loud voice, and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in two from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks were rent, and the tombs were opened, and many bodies of the holy people that had fallen asleep were raised, and coming forth out of the tombs, after his resurrection they entered into the holy city, and appeared unto many. Now the centurion, and they that were with him watching Jesus, when they saw the earthquake, and the things that were done, feared exceedingly, saying, Truly this was the Son of God. And many women were there beholding from afar, who had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, among whom was Maria Magdalene, and Maria the mother of James and Joses, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. And when even was come, there came a rich man from Arimathea, named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. This man went to Pilate, and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded it to be given up. And Joseph took the body, and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb, and departed. And Maria Magdalene was there, and the other Maria, sitting over against the sepulchre. Now on the morrow, which is the day after the preparation for the Passover, the chief priests and the Pharisees were gathered together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, After 3 days I rise again. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest by chance his disciples come and steal him away, and say unto the people, He is risen from the dead, and the last terror will be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, You have a guard, go, make it as sure as you can. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone, the guard being with them. Study the resurrection in all the gospel records: Matt, Mark, Luke, John. False Bible translations that change the resurrection moment from sunset to sunrise will change and cripple the gospel of Christ, and rip from the Bible records the power of the gospel of God to convince that the Bible is from God. And Matthew chapter 28. Now late on the Sabbath day, at dusk, as it began to light up night, towards the day, one of the solar 7 days Sabbaton, came Maria Magdalene, and the other Maria, to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an messenger of the Lord descended from heaven, and came, and rolled away the stone, and sat upon it. His appearance was as lightning, and his raiment white as snow, and for fear of him the guards of the tomb did quake, and became as dead men. And the messenger answered and said unto the women, Fear not you, for I know that you seek Jesus, who has been crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, even as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly, and tell his disciples, He is risen from the dead, and lo, he goes before you into Galilee, there shall you see him, lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples word. And behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came, and took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Fear not, go tell my brethren, that they depart into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Now while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city, and told unto the chief priests all the things that were come to pass. And when they were assembled with the elders, and had taken counsel, they gave much money unto the soldiers, saying, Say you, his disciples came by night, and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him, and rid you of care. So they took the money, and did as they were taught, and the saying was spread abroad among the Jews, and continues until this day. But the 11 disciples went into Galilee, unto the mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came to them, and spoke unto them, saying, All authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, immersing them in water into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatever I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.